Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Monday morning, Darren Frales here. I wonder, do Shells and Damien Duff do a Monday club when you win the League of Ireland? You're starting in Portugal, yes?
Yeah, we're going to start with the rugby, but we have to tip the hat to Shelburne and to Damien Duff. I have to say, he was on Sunday Sport yesterday and he was talking about, he didn't actually get caught up in all the celebrations on Friday night, just wanted to enjoy the moment, which I'm thinking even higher of him now, to be honest with you.
But, lovely homecoming for them on Saturday. When
absolutely,
they come back to
there was. Terrific. Well-deserving as well, I think. But we're going to start with the rugby is going to dominate the sports headlines this week because Ireland play New Zealand on Friday in Dublin. Peter Mahoney has joined the Irish training camp. They're still in Portugal. They're in the Algarve just preparing for this one back tomorrow. And O'Mahony has recovered from a hamstring injury. He managed to play 40 minutes for Munster in the defeat to New Zealand selection over the weekend. Irish backs coach Andrew Goodman, very big week for him because he's going to be coming up against his native country and this is going to be his first test match in the Irish setup since moving from Leinster. He has no doubts that Peter O'Mahony will be ready if called upon for the All Blacks.
No, we're all in good health and training away. Obviously, Pete's joined us now after the fixture yesterday and he's brought some good energy into the room already this morning, so it's good to have him around. Yeah, Pete's been out for a while now, so for him to get through the 40 and get around like he did and provide energy and some good impacts in the game, as I said, good to have him over here this morning, adding to the group. Oh, he's a pretty experienced man, as you know. I'm sure if he gets called upon, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no better man. Two big games in the Premier League yesterday. Manchester United and Chelsea played out a 1-1 draw and Tottenham came from a goal down to beat Aston Villa 4-1. The United skipper Bruno Fernandes confirmed after the game that he had called sacked manager Erik ten Hag and apologised for not doing more to stop him losing his job. The midfielder said the players needed to take some of the responsibility.
When the manager leaves, everyone is involved, but only one pays because it's easier to get rid of a manager than 10 or 15 players. Yeah, I spoke with him and I said to him, like, I did also apologize to him if was there something that I could have done better for him, that I feel really disappointed that he's gone. But obviously, what remains with me, as he said, he feels that I have always give everything and try to help in any way possible. And as you said, we're not scoring many goals, and I feel also big responsibility on that, because I'm normally a player that scores a lot of goals, gives a lot of assists, and was not coming. So I feel disappointed on that. But I always gave my 100% to help him. It's something that at least I can keep in my head.
Ballygunner beat Doon in the Munster Hurling Championship yesterday. We heard from Stephen O'Keefe from Ballygunner earlier in the show, but it's been a pretty crazy 7 days for Doon. They won their first ever Limerick County title last week, and despite the celebrations made, Ballygunner, one of the favourites for the All-Ireland Series, work all the way. Marty Morrissey's been speaking to Barry Murphy.
Hard to put into words, to be honest, Marty. I suppose initial emotion is one of maybe regret, but also so proud of all the lads and the group as a whole. I think we really dyed our boots out there, I suppose, given the quick turnaround from last Sunday and the celebrating as well. It was tough, but full credit to the group as well. I'm so proud of them.
Like, there were goal scoring opportunities. I mean, Ballygunner keeper Stephen O'Keefe, former Waterford goalkeeper, he brought off two great saves.
Yeah, they were unreal now. I think one of them there from Jack Ryan, start the second half, would have put us 7 up. But yeah, just quality keeper. And another one then in the second half. But yeah, as I said, they've class all over the field.
What is it, Barry, about Doon? What is it that your love of hurling and to climb through the various levels to become senior hurling champions? Describe what life has been like over the last number of years and this past week.
It's an amazing place. Like any village or wherever you come from, is to every person it's unique, special in its own little way. We're only a small little rural village there out in the Tipperary border, and I suppose it all started back second class when we went up to Brother Dormer in the primary school, and the hurling never left our hand. And I suppose there was that progression from there onto the under 14 team. We had great coaches, the likes of James Donovan. There's so many to mention, and they've all played a massive part in, I suppose, our recent success. And hopefully now we can kick on again, maybe next year. And this is the standard that we have to get to.
Yeah, Well done to them, and great to hear from Barry Murphy there. I know a little bit down, but you cannot take away from that wonderful achievement, and talking about the second class where the dreams were made. Well, St. Martin's beat St. Anne's to win the Wexford Hurling Championship. Five O'Connors on the St. Martin's team, brothers Rory and Jack, and then the cousins Joe, Paddy and Barry. Rory top scored 11 points. Barry got the crucial goal in the second half. Barry's actually been playing Aussie rules for the past 5 years in Australia, but came home to try and win a senior hurling championship. Well, mission accomplished. Porrick Lodge spoke to him afterwards.
I think it was the first time I've cried after winning the game, Porrick, so that kind of says it all. I guess on a personal note, I've been living in Australia for the last 5 years, and said I'd come home this year and give it a crack with lads, five cousins out there, and yeah, I'm still a little bit lost for words still. Special day for everyone.
What was the call for you to come back home?
I made the call myself. I think you know, when you grow up playing these games, and like a lot of young lads in Ireland, you dream of playing hurling and football, and obviously it's playing a different sport out beyond, but it's not the same, and it's never going to be the same. I always said if the professional thing, you know, came to an end or didn't quite work out, I'd love to come home and first of all play with my club, St. Martin's, because, you know, I'm 26 now, not necessarily old, but the years aren't long going by, so it's definitely all the worthwhile.
A lot of O'Connors in the team. Are you very close to your cousin still?
Dad and his brothers didn't venture too far from outside the village, so we're all within a couple of kilometres of each other. And yeah, it's a very special bond I have with the lads. And look, not just my cousins, there's a whole heap of guys that we grew up with and, you know, played underage. We're like any other club, but we are a very, very tight-knit group. And, you know, Rory's been my best friend since childhood. We're months apart, did everything together, school, secondary school, you know, you name it. And, you know, just seeing him after the game there, it's a sort of... Yeah, I guess it caught me off guard with the emotion side of things, and we're just so happy.
Yeah, well done there. Full rundown of all the GAA results on the RTÉ Sport website. History made in the NFL last night. Derry's Jude McTominay started for the New York Giants in place kicker, kicked a couple of kicks as well. First Irishman in 39 years to score in the NFL. Max Verstappen won the São Paulo Grand Prix, and he's closing in now on the driver's title. And finally, Irish Sport has lost one of its greatest ever riders following the passing of Captain Conn Power at the age of 71.